Good morning, everybody. I'm here with Trinity. Sorry if my voice sounds a little rough. I lost my voice last weekend, and it's still kind of recovering. T's here.
Hi, guys.
T doesn't talk much.
My voice just went on crack.
That happens, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes it also happens in chorus, too, which is funny sometimes. Because you'll be singing, then you'll just hear, like, an off-tune note for, like, a second.
And it's you?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
And other times it's other people.
Well, I think they're stretching your vocal cords and getting them trained. That's the whole point in having, like, chorus class, right?
Yeah.
Just getting your voice muscles or whatever that is in there used to it. We are headed to drop T off at her grandma's. And she said she had a question, so we figured we'd record an episode today.
Yes. Okay. So, you know how people will train animals? But then when I go to try to train animals and I follow like a tutorial video of how to train them, it doesn't work out most of the time. Because it'll be like, have treats by yourself. And then, like, another one will say, no, don't have treats. And then it's just like, what do I do?
So, two animal episodes in a row? Is that what we're doing?
Yes. What? I forgot the first question, and so I just...
What animals are you trying to... Have you tried to train? What animals are you talking about?
Dogs.
Which dogs?
Mainly Ace.
Well... A, I doubt you're being persistent enough. You watch training videos and you try to teach a dog a trick and you try it once.
Oh, I try multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I taught my dogs tricks several times. And, all I did was do it over and over and over again with a treat. And they eventually learned. Remember, my 20s and 30s, I had Joe, and I taught him where I could act like I'm shooting him with that little gun made with my hand.
Yeah.
And he would play dead and stuff. But there is some dogs too, and I would probably put Ace in this category, that he is pretty hyperactive and maybe just doesn't have the patience for it.
No, I tell him with some tricks, like hand signals.
Yeah.
And then you tell Rufus to sit and he lays down.
I've never really taught Rufus this stuff. I have a little bit, but I really didn't teach him that many tricks. So yeah, he doesn't know. When you tell him sit, he doesn't understand sit. I think he mostly thinks it's stay. Which is good. I mean, it teaches them to stop in a spot. But yeah, sometimes they'll lay down. Sometimes they'll stop and bark at me. Maybe he thinks it's speak, but yeah, that's Rufus. What are you gonna do?
I taught Roxy how to stay, and I never even like really taught her. I just one night I decided I was going to go get something, and she normally leaves the room with me, and I wanted her to stay that time. So I'm like, I pointed at her, and I said, stay, and I walk out of the room, and she stayed there.
Well, I mean, she might have just stayed there out of her own wanting to stay there.
No, she tried to get up.
But also...
She tried to get up, and I pointed at her and said, stay, and she laid back down.
Probably not the first time you told her stay.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the first time.
No, it was not the first time. You probably... Over and over and over again, you, without knowing it, you told her to stay until she eventually figured it out and got it. And then when she stays, you probably were like, oh, good girl, and giving her praise. And so you probably told her to stay just over time.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing you can do with Ace. And he'll learn some stuff, but Ace is, you know, a young teenager, and he's a boy, and he's hyperactive, and doesn't have a lot of patience probably, and at some points might want to just do what he wants to do. You take Rufus will come and jump up on people, which I dislike.
I'm okay with it because then I get to pet him.
Yeah, but then there's people that don't want dogs jumping up on them, and that happens. And then you and Bethany and Abby allow the dog to come. When you greet the dog, you let the dog jump up on you, and that's what he does. And then he greets other people, and that's what he does. But when Rufus, I come in a room and for the first time of the day or whatever, and Rufus sees me, he doesn't jump up on me. He comes to my feet, sits down, looks at me. He wants to be petted, but he knows not to jump on me because I trained him to.
I did.
I know. And I've told you guys and Bethany to stop doing that, but nobody listens to me.
Because he's adorable, and he just comes up and he's like, hi. As soon as you go through the door, and you let him out.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but like I said, if I go to somebody else's house, I don't like their dog jumping up on me.
I'd be okay with it.
Like, well, I know, but there's a lot of people that are not, so your dog shouldn't jump up. Like when I go to your mom's house, and Roxy used to come over and jump up on me. But every time I showed up there and she jumped on me, I just kind of just push her back down. And then she eventually stopped doing it when I showed up. But she...
Ace doesn't come up to you, so...
No.
So,
yeah. Ace just barks at me.
Yeah. He's antisocial. What do you expect? We got him during COVID.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, it's the same thing with our dogs. They're not social. We don't take them with other dogs or people.
Ryan picked him up and took him over. Like, back in quarantine, I was with you guys for 2 months.
Yeah.
Well, when V drove over there for me to see them, Ace was there. So, Ryan picked him up and brought him over and showed me. And Ace looked at me and was excited and then looked over, saw V, and was like... He was, like, growling and barking a little bit. And then Roxy was like, excuse me. I'm supposed to come out too. And she's back there behind the door, peeking through.
Well, I mean, I guess there's not a whole lot to say about that. But if you have patience, you'll teach your dog patience. And you'll start teaching Ace some tricks that he'll learn and listen to. But you just got to keep doing it over and over again. Reward him when he's doing what you want, and don't reward him when he's not. If he's not sitting when you tell him sit, you can't give him that treat. Because then it just confuses him. And watch the videos you're watching. I am by far not a dog expert. You know that. I just use a little bit of my common sense and years of knowledge to teach my dogs enough to do the little things I need him to do.
I taught Ace hand signals when he was a puppy. He learned it a lot better.
You're talking about training. Like, Rufus will go out and herd up the chickens. Nobody taught him that. He's just a natural herding dog. I mean, he's sloppy at it. If we taught him it, he'd be able to do it a little better. But some of that stuff, they're naturally attuned to, too. Some dogs are naturally attuned to training, and some dogs aren't either, you know? Some dogs be better at it. Yeah. What do you do? Anything else you got today, T?
How come some people criticize other people for things that they do? Like, I remember one lady, and she is a vegan, and she would basically criticize other people who aren't vegan for not being vegan.
Because some people think when they put themselves on a pedestal like that, that they're on that pedestal and they look down on you. It all depends on the person. This would have been a good question. Because I sit and think a lot about people's personalities and that kind of power struggle people have. You take me, for instance, and there's a lot of things that I think I know how to do better than everybody else. I get in my head. And I do know how to do a lot of things better because I got this mind that picks things apart and kind of looks at how they work and you know, you give me a tool, I can take it apart, fix it, usually not even knowing how to, you know.
Yeah.
So then when I'm doing something and somebody's doing something the different way than I would do it, I look and I'm like, well, what is this person doing? Not necessarily thinking they're stupid, but just thinking they're doing this wrong and stuff, even though they'll come to the same result, which in the end, if people come to the same result, that's all that matters. They don't have to do things the way you want them to do it. But when you're talking like people like that, like vegans, they think they're better and look, I'm not eating animals or animal products. So.
I have friends that are vegan, and I know some kids that are vegan who don't criticize. I know this, but it's just this one lady, and she's well, my friend showed me her off of YouTube.
Yeah, the loudest voices get heard. That's the problem with all these little movements where people. When you're hearing, I know you listen or you pick up on some political stuff and you're hearing these views and stuff that are get people to fight and all that.
Yeah, but the only reason she got heard was because of the fact that...
Well, she's a loud complaining voice, so she gets heard.
No, because she, like some YouTuber, some follower to a YouTube channel found her and was like, hey, why don't you react to this person? And that's where she got all the attention right. from.
Because she was a loud voice, and some other loud voice heard her and made her voice louder, and that's all you hear. Meanwhile, most people sit by quietly doing their own little thing. And I'll tell you one thing about vegans. You can tell your friends this. They eat, you know, nothing but fruits and vegetables, but they're getting it from the store. They're not growing it in their own backyard. Tell them to Google or look up, tell them to DuckDuckGo, how many animals and creatures lose their life because of their vegan lifestyle.
No.
Like, when you plow this field here, see this hay that's being plowed over here?
Yeah.
How many animals died because of this hay got cultivated? Or because they're, you know, their beans in a big old field or their corn in a big old field got cultivated. Well, there's a lot of animals that die because of our factory farming stuff here. I mean, we need it to survive and eat, but it's not like these vegans to eat their wheat. Well, there's a lot of ton of animals that get killed, but they won't eat a chicken egg that's gonna go to waste if you don't eat it. Like,
you don't know how stupid the
vegans are, right?
The vegan
gotcha.
Lady is. No, you don't know how stupid she is because she's like, I only buy coconuts that don't make the monkeys climb up the tree and to get the coconuts, because people do that. See, the monkeys climb up the trees and are poorly treated to grab the coconuts for us just so we could eat. It's so cruel. And I'm like, that probably does happen, but not a lot.
No, it does not happen. They don't send people up in the tree to get coconuts, or monkeys up in the tree to get coconuts.
Yeah.
She's either stupid, she's got a YouTube video and she's being stupid for her YouTube video. And that's the problem with these loud voices, is to get attention, this lady has to act like she's stupid. And then people believe her, and then it makes other people stupid. And that's the problem with all this stuff, and it makes her voice louder, and it's a snowball thing. Yeah. So you should have asked this question. I could have went on about this kind of thing for a while. As we're quickly approaching your grandma's house, we're not going to be able to talk too much longer, but that's a big problem with this YouTube, TikTok BS is, yes, it amplifies the loudest voice, and to get attention on these platforms, you got to act stupid and be this way and or act really flamboyant or, sorry for the word, I don't know, slutty or something like that, you know? Like,
yeah.
Showing parts you shouldn't be showing and that kind of thing. For the attention, to get that attention. But then other people and kids watch that and then emulate it. Because they think, because everybody's watching, you know, this person acting stupid thinking monkeys crawl up a tree to get all the coconuts. And then there's a million views on it because a ton of people were watching it. And then people are like, yeah, this is it. If I act like this stupid lady, I'll get my YouTube to be watched by other people. Or my people start watching my TikTok if I act like this stupid lady. And then they act like a stupid lady. And which makes more people act like this stupid lady. And it's like a virus. Like a bunch of kids doing stupid things. You're eating Tide Pods, you know? You remember that? Like kids were eating Tide Pods because one stupid person did it. And then everybody was like, oh, this challenge is real. Let's eat Tide Pods. And so then it ballooned up just because it was getting your attention.
But isn't it poisonous?
It's soap. It's not good for you to eat. No. It make you sick.
And plus, wouldn't it even taste bad? And, at least I have the common sense not to eat soap.
And it, you know, you can get stuck in your throat and everything. But
there's only one time when I ate soap. And that was when I guess I didn't rinse my hands off properly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they... Going back since soap was invented, grandparents have been shoving it in people, in kids' faces when they were swearing and stuff to I don't know.
Teach them
a lesson, yeah, whatever that is. But
to wash their mouth out.
But, all right, T. That would have been a better question for another time. We had plenty of time for it, but we're already at 16 minutes. I didn't know you were going to ask a serious question for your second one. All right, guys, bye.
Bye.